Welcome to the Sir John A. Macdonald Walking Tour of Kingston, in John A.'s footsteps, that I had the privilege of writing and researching at the invitation of the City of Kingston. My name is Arthur Milnes. It is a very true honor for me to introduce Canada's 21st Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Paul Martin, before he guides you on a tour through Sir John A.'s Kingston. More than 20 years ago, I hate to say, when I was a student at Queen's University, I often had to write papers about politics and Canadian history. I was very fortunate in having a correspondent in Windsor, Ontario, by the name of the Honorable Paul Martin, Sr., and I would often write to Mr. Martin, Sr., and he would help me and give me advice for my essays in politics and history. As a result, I am more than thrilled to have this opportunity to introduce his son, our 21st Prime Minister. Paul Martin Jr. was our Prime Minister from 2003 till 2006. Before that, he was the long-serving Minister of Finance, who history will record worked tirelessly to clean up Canada's financial books in the very difficult period that was the 1990s. Before entering politics, Paul Martin Jr. was a groundbreaking Canadian business person who made Canada Steamship Lines, a leading worldwide shipping company, into an incredible success story. Now in political retirement, Prime Minister Martin continues to serve, working to improve the situation of Canada's Aboriginal youth, the environment, and social justice issues in Africa, and improve the world's overall natural environment. As a proud Kingstonian, though I hail from my beloved hometown of Scarborough, it is therefore my pleasure to welcome you to our city and to introduce the Right Honorable Paul Martin on this tour. For your convenience, we have included the following tone so that you can pause the recording while you walk to the next location on this tour. For your safety when crossing Kingston streets, please always check left first and then right for oncoming traffic before proceeding. Our tour starts outside the Visitor Information Center, 209 Ontario Street, across from City Hall.
No Canadian leader is more closely identified with the community than Canada's first Prime Minister, Sir John A. Macdonald. To discuss the Kingston of the 19th century is impossible without saying Macdonald's name. Before you enter City Hall, built with the idea that Kingston would always be the capital of the United Canadas, take a moment and consider what this beautiful building meant to this Kingston boy. The beginning and the end. John A. Macdonald's political life started as an alderman in Kingston almost a quarter century before Confederation. Decades later, Sir John A.'s journey was completed in this building. After he died in June 1891, when he was serving as Prime Minister of Canada, his body was brought here by train and lay in state in Memorial Hall. If you close your eyes for a moment, it's not hard to imagine Macdonald as a young Scottish lad talking with the other aldermen, maybe after a drink or two around here, laughing, cajoling, convincing, and usually winning the day. Macdonald of Kingston. No Canadian politician since has mastered his skills of public and private persuasion. The crowds shouted during Macdonald's last election campaign, "Sir John, you'll never die." Here in Kingston, his spirit lives on. It always will.
Enter City Hall, go up the stairs, and turn right, and walk into Memorial Hall.
Towards the stage and on the right, you will see the portrait of Sir John A. that rightly dominates this majestic room. Macdonald was 76 years old when he died at his Ottawa residence, Earnscliffe, on June 6, 1891. During his final illness, a special telegraph line was installed to carry medical updates to the rest of Canada. Thanks to Macdonald, our young Dominion stretched from the Atlantic to the Pacific and was united by a railway, the Band of Steel, a feat of engineering and vision that helped bind Canadians together as one people. And the thought of this country, without Macdonald's guiding hand on the tiller, was simply impossible for many to imagine in June of 1891. He had served 8,624 days in the federal parliament in Ottawa, and most of them as prime minister. The life of Sir John A. Macdonald is a history of Canada. His opponent, the great Sir Wilfrid Laurier, told a hushed House of Commons during his eulogy of Sir John. After thousands of citizens had paid their respect in Ottawa, the funeral train carrying his body rode those bands of steel home to Kingston. Before his burial in the Macdonald family plot at Cataraqui Cemetery, he was remembered on this spot by those who'd known him since he was a boy, his fellow Kingstonians. This tremendous room in City Hall is still a place where Kingstonians and all Canadians come to honor both the past and the present. Here's where I, as Prime Minister, for example, came to mark the 40th anniversary of the new Canadian flag my own father, Paul Martin, Sr. in this case, had voted for during his own service in the House. Kingston Judge John R. Matheson helped design Canada's Maple Leaf flag, and I felt it important that John Matheson's contributions be marked that special day in this room. As we leave Memorial Hall, we move along the hallway down to the City of Kingston's Council Chambers. Before we get there, however, you'll notice on your left the office of the present-day Mayor of Kingston. If you're lucky, the Mayor is in. Now, the Mayor has been known to show off the desk that sits in that office, the office that once belonged to Sir John A. No other Mayor in Canada can make that claim. But I know somebody who once did in another office and another desk. My father was the Minister of Foreign Affairs under Lester Pearson in the 1960s. His office, I remember visiting it as a young man, was Sir John A's office as Prime Minister in the East Block of the Parliament Buildings in Ottawa. That desk, which is now part of the museum, was my father's desk as Minister of Foreign Affairs. And so you see, there are things that connected my dad to that great conservative Prime Minister. Now, at the end of the hall are the City Council Chambers. In Kingston, this is called the Horseshoe. Here, City Council debates the issues of the day. Sir John A. served as a Kingston alderman from 1843 until 1846. It was during his term in municipal politics that Kingston City Hall was built. Look left. Do you see that portrait of the Honorable Norman Rogers? He was a brilliant professor and rector of Queen's University from 1937 to 1940. In 1940, he was serving as Canada's wartime Minister of Defense, and he was killed in a plane crash. His friend, Prime Minister William Lyon Mackenzie King, you'll be hearing more about him later, unveiled this commemorative portrait. Back then, they believed Rogers would have been King's successor as leader of the Liberal Party and maybe even Prime Minister. My father, in fact, said the very same thing to me as a young boy. Rogers is one of those great what-ifs of Canadian history.
Let's proceed down the stairs for a taste of 19th century criminal justice. Stop at the elevator. Did you know that Sir John A. Macdonald celebrated his birthday on January 11th? Did you also know that another Canadian Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Jean Chrétien, also has his birthday celebration each January 11th? Mr. Chrétien was born on January 11th, 1934. Sir John A., he was born in 1815. Happy birthday, Prime Ministers Jean and Jean. Though we cannot visit the jail cell, located in the basement unescorted, this is the perfect time to discuss another part of John A.'s fascinating career. If you wish to see the jail cell, you can ask one of the City Hall tour guides or take the escorted City Hall tour.
Before he entered politics, Sir John A. Macdonald was one of Kingston and Eastern Ontario's best lawyers. It's no surprise he got into law. It was a great way to make a living back then. The first Auditor General of Canada, John Langdon, once said, "I know of no money-making business in Canada except the law, storekeeping, tavern-keeping, and perhaps I might add, horse trading." Well, some things never change. While John A. spent most of his legal career in commercial law, he practiced criminal law as a defense attorney for 2 years, taking on some of the most serious and controversial cases they had back then. Back then, they still flogged people, and Canada still had capital punishment. Sir John A. defended some really bad guys. Despite a brilliant defense conducted by Sir John A., one man was convicted and sentenced to hang. At his execution, it turned out that the rope was too long. The man dropped through the gallows trap and landed in the coffin they had there for him. "Alive! Alive! You see, I'm innocent. This gallows was not meant for me," he shouted. To no avail. They found a shorter rope and tried again, this time successfully.
Leave City Hall and exit through the back door of the building, located to the left of the lobby's reception area. Turn right and walk towards the fountain. Did you know that longtime Ontario Premier John P. Robarts, like Sir John A., celebrated his birthday on January 11th as well? And did you know that since Sir John A.'s time, Canadian prime ministers of all parties have shared an affinity for Sir John? For example, did you know that today, our current prime minister, the Right Honourable Stephen Harper of Calgary, has a large portrait of Sir John A. displayed prominently in his private office on Parliament Hill?
You are now standing in Springer Market Square. Look at the buildings around the square. Not much is different from when Sir John A.'s days in early Kingston. If you ignore the cars and the kids on skateboards, you can easily imagine the thousands of citizens who came here on July the 1st, 1867, the day Canada became a country. Though Sir John A., who became this country's new first prime minister, had to be in Ottawa for his duties and celebrations, the day was also duly marked right here. For John A., July the 1st was personally important as well. His knighthood was announced that day, and John A. became known by the name we still call him today, Sir John A.
We'll now leave the square and head west along King Street. Turn left at the corner of King Street East and Market Street. Continue along to 191 King Street East, Sir Richard Cartwright House, located at the corner of King Street East and Gore Street.
It's no secret that Sir John A., like many during his time, had more than the odd drink. And yes, indeed, it is true. He once told a crowd that Canadians preferred Sir John A. drunk to George Brown, who was his opponent, sober. At his grave, on June the 6th, 1991, the 100th anniversary of MacDonald's death, then Prime Minister Brian Mulroney, here for the memorial service, quoted the late PEI Senator Heath Macquarie, who said, "While the lovable Scottish poet Robbie Burns went in for wine, women, and song, his fellow Scot, John A., did not chase women and was not musical." You have to remember the times. In 1857, police records show that Ontario Street, in the heart of the old city, had 37 taverns. Wellington Street had another 9. King Street, 14. Princess Street, 20. Johnson Street, 12. And Market Square here had another 19 taverns. And if that wasn't enough, there were another 61 bars around town, including 2 of them, right inside City Hall. So it was kind of natural that Sir John A. might like a drink. He knew drinking could get you into trouble, too. He once ordered one of his cabinet ministers to get on the wagon, telling him that a MacDonald government couldn't afford 2 drunks.
As you walk along King Street, first called Church Street, it is interesting to note the many historic buildings designed for prominent citizens by leading architects like William Coverdale, Edward Crane, and Joseph and John Power. Buildings to note include 264 King Street East, which is called Gildersleeve House. This, a neoclassical-style stone house, was built for the wealthy merchant Henry Gildersleeve and his wife Sarah in 1830. 225 King Street East, called the Frontenac Club. It was built in classical revival style in 1845 to 1846. It was first used as a bank, then a men's club, and since 2000, an inn, and 221 King Street East. It was built in 1834 for John Solomon Cartwright and his wife Sarah. John was a lawyer, judge, banker, and a member of the Legislative Assembly of Upper Canada. Here are a few more historical facts about Sir John A. Did you know that Sir John A. Macdonald was not the only Prime Minister to have lived in Kingston? Alexander Mackenzie, who went on to become Canada's second Prime Minister and the first Liberal, lived in Kingston and worked as a stonemason, helping to build some of the city's historic fortifications, which are still standing today. And did you know that Sir John A. bore an uncanny resemblance to one of the greatest British Prime Ministers of the 19th century, Benjamin Disraeli? Macdonald and the great Disraeli, they once spent a refreshment-fueled evening together at Disraeli's English estate. Legend has it that when Sir John A. was in the United Kingdom after Disraeli's death, a woman fainted when the Canadian walked into a party. She thought that Disraeli had returned to life.
Well, by now you probably think that everyone loved Sir John A. in Kingston. Unfortunately, that wasn't to be. And that's why we've stopped here at the Cartwright House. Sir Richard Cartwright didn't just hate John A. That would be an understatement. Kingston was a small town back then, and I guess there wasn't enough room for these two top conservatives, Cartwright and Macdonald. After a dispute, presto, Cartwright became a Liberal. Good for him. And an important one at that. He became Canada's first Liberal finance minister. Now, I'm not sure that that's the best podium for future political career, but Mr. Cartwright certainly had a great career. After Sir John A. was removed from office due to the greatest of all political scandals, the Pacific Scandal, another man who had lived in Kingston, Alexander Mackenzie, became Canada's second Prime Minister, and he served from 1873 to 1878. He was also a Scotsman like Sir John A., only he didn't drink. Cartwright's feelings about Sir John A. didn't improve when Macdonald defeated both Mackenzie and Cartwright in 1878 and returned to power, despite the Pacific Scandal. Later, Cartwright watched as Sir John A. defeated the Liberals in a national election over Cartwright's favorite cause, free trade with the United States. Back then, they called it reciprocity. British subject I was born, a British subject I will die, Sir John A. shouted during his last campaign of 1891. Long after he died, Sir John A. still remained a winner on this issue. Cartwright was part of the Laurier government that proposed a free trade deal with the United States. In 1911, the Laurier government was defeated over the issue.
Continue along King Street to the Hotel Belvedere at 141 King Street East. Did you know that although he died in 1891, Sir John A. Macdonald's memory is still honored with public ceremonies here in Kingston each year? The Kingston Historical Society hosts an annual birthday dinner for Sir John A. each January, and the same group of hard-working local citizens also organizes the annual graveside memorial service at Cataraqui Cemetery each June 6, which is the anniversary of Sir John A. Macdonald's death.
You are now in front of the Hotel Belvedere. In the 1940s, a writer from Vogue magazine declared that this hotel was the only reasonable place to stay between Montreal and Toronto. Before that, the Hotel Belvedere was a private home. And in October 1925, a strange thing happened here. Our Prime Minister at that time, William Lyon Mackenzie King, visited two spiritualists before he delivered an evening speech at Kingston's Grand Theatre. Though he was in the midst of an election campaign, he even sent ahead one of his handkerchiefs without telling them it was from him so they could do their magic. He wrote about this in his diary, which is how we know it happened that day. On October the 20th, 1925, he wrote, "When I sat in the chair opposite to her, she asked for something I had been wearing, and I gave her another handkerchief, which she rolled up in her hands and began speaking very fast and without suggestion for me of any kind. I sat perfectly motionless, not even assisting with an expression on my face. In fact, I was quite tired and less clairvoyant myself than usual." End of quote. This spiritualist told Canada's Prime Minister that he was going to marry a younger woman and live in a big house in California or Vancouver. Needless to say, that never happened. However, King wrote thousands of words about this spiritual journey right here in this building. "The influence of that talk," he wrote, with the little woman Estrange. It has brought me very near to the dear ones in the great beyond, what seems more like the great omnipresent. Here and now, I can never not believe in spiritualism after today's experience. End of quote. That experience also gave Mackenzie King the idea to drive out to Sir John A. Macdonald's grave to truly visit the dead. "The grave is a very simple one," he wrote afterwards. "My grave will be like that. I would have liked to have seen on Sir John's monument, Prime Minister, with the dates, but perhaps that is better for a statue or other memorial." My father served in four cabinets of four prime ministers, beginning with Mr. King through Mr. Saint Laurent, Mr. Trudeau, and before that, Mr. Pearson. One of the stories my father used to love to tell was when Mr. King first met my mother. My father had written that Mackenzie King was a great man, and Mackenzie King said to my mother, "Well, your husband seems to think I'm a great man. What do you think, Mrs. Martin?" And my mother looked at him and she simply said, "I remain to be convinced."
Proceed on and cross the lights at West Street and gather at the commanding statue of Sir John A. Macdonald, situated in beautiful City Park.
This statue was erected in 1895 in honor of Kingston's most famous son. Even today, each January the 11th, Sir John A. Macdonald Day across Canada by an act of Parliament, a large group of Kingstonians gather here at noon to sing Happy Birthday, O Canada, and God Save the Queen in Sir John A.'s honor. A few have been known to sip unidentified liquids from flasks and hoist them in toast to Sir John A. in the snow and the cold. In 1941, on the 50th anniversary of Sir John A.'s death, thousands of his admirers gathered here to mark the loss of Canada's father of Confederation. Then Prime Minister Mackenzie King was joined by a former Prime Minister, Arthur Meehan, and future Prime Minister John Diefenbaker was also in the crowd. Mackenzie King also brought Prime Minister Stanley Baldwin, Prime Minister of Great Britain, here in 1927 to lay wreaths in Sir John A.'s honor. But he didn't like how Baldwin did it. "It was done in a great hurry," King wrote in that diary of his. He goes on to say, "I was a little surprised. Baldwin did not proceed less in haste and display more reverence in the act. It was sort of a business affair."
Move north along West Street until you reach Sydenham Street. Turn right, then proceed until you reach the intersection of Earl and Sydenham Streets. Stop at 134 Earl and note the historic plaque and then stop there again. As you walk along West Street, the park on your left, City Park, is also important in the history of Kingston. City Park is Canada's oldest municipal public park and is an example of Frederick Law Olmsted's 19th century ideas concerning community park design and planning. Olmsted was also the designer of New York City's famous Central Park. The property which comprises City Park here in Kingston was purchased by the federal government in 1841 and was originally intended as a site for the Canadian Parliament building. Did you know that Sir John A. Macdonald was one of the earliest supporters of Queen's University at Kingston? It is therefore fitting that Prime Minister John Diefenbaker was on hand on October 20, 1960, to cut the ribbon celebrating the opening of the building that houses its respected law school, Macdonald Hall. And that Sir John A. Macdonald's second wife, Agnes, Lady Macdonald, left Canada after her husband's death. Both she and the Macdonald's daughter, Mary, moved to England, where both are buried, all but forgotten and an ocean away from the country Sir John A. Macdonald did so much to create.
After the death of Sir John A.'s sister, Margaret, his other sister, Louisa, and his brother-in-law, Queen's University professor James Williamson, continued living together here. They were an extremely close-knit family. And with Sir John A. off in the political world after the death of his first wife, this professor and his wife, in effect, raised Sir John A.'s son, Hugh John. Sir John A.'s mother also lived with the Williamsons for many years. From 1865 to 1876, the Williamsons and Louisa also shared a home at Heathfield at 1200 Princess Street, a farmhouse outside city limits. It's now the home of the Sisters of Providence of St. Vincent de Paul. They are the only religious congregation founded in Kingston. Despite some natural family tension, Williamson remained a close friend of Sir John A. after his wife died, and Sir John A.'s loyal secretary, Joe Pope, described Williamson in 1891 this way. A widower who lived in a desolate-looking house with the minimum of comforts of any kind, painfully lacking the evidence of a woman's touch, and who was besieged by politicians who thought only of their immediate interests, intent only on extracting from him the last measure of service. Sir John A. stayed in this Earl Street house during his final election campaign in the winter of 1891. He told Pope something then that Pope never forgot. It goes like this. "Joe," said Sir John to me one afternoon as he lay dozing in his cheerless room, "if you would know the depth of meanness of human nature, you have got to be a prime minister during a general election."
Continue walking along Sydenham Street, about two blocks, then turn right on Johnson Street. Stop at 194 Johnson.
Despite his success in politics, Sir John A.'s personal life wasn't that happy. He saw his baby brother beaten to death by a drunken servant on a Kingston Street when he was little, and his first marriage to his cousin Isabella was also very difficult. Isabella spent most of the time they were married depressed and in pain. She had a variety of illnesses she took drugs, such as opium, to counter. That was a common cure back then. Sir John A. arrived home from a work trip to Toronto, and on Christmas Eve of 1857, and Isabella was dying. She passed away 3 days later. Her funeral was held in this home. MacDonald also lost a baby to illness, and his daughter Mary struggled with a lifelong disability. She died alone in England in 1933.
Continue down Johnson Street to 180 Johnson Street.
Sir John A. and his first wife Isabella had a son, Hugh John, born here on March 13, 1850. Hugh John faced a rocky future. He lost his mother when he was still a boy, and he didn't get along that well with his father as a young man because he married an older woman. But he ended up being a real success. One of the last times Sir John A. attended the House of Commons, he was proudly able to introduce his son Hugh John to the House of Commons as a fellow Conservative MP. Hugh John was elected as an MP from Manitoba in 1891, and he later became Premier of Manitoba and was knighted. Hugh John had a good start in his studies at the University of Toronto, as one of his law professors was none other than Mackenzie King's father. Prime Minister King, in fact, was named an honorary pallbearer for Hugh John's funeral.
Continue along Johnson Street for two blocks to King Street, and then turn left, ending your tour in Springer Market Square. Did you know that the highway most tourists use to get to Kingston, at least those who don't arrive by train, plane, or boat, is officially known as the MacDonald-Cartier Freeway? Since Highway 401 connects Ontario and Quebec by road, in 1965, the Ontario government named it after Sir John A. and his Quebec partner in Confederation, Georges-Étienne Cartier. And did you know that Sir John A. could display quite a temper? "You damn pup, I'll slap your chops," he once shouted at his fellow Kingstonian and former law student and future Premier of Ontario, Oliver Mowat, during a legislative debate during the pre-Confederation years.
It is fitting that this Sir John A. walking tour ends here at the Market Square, where Confederation was celebrated on July the 1st, 1867. It remains to this day one of the most important public squares in all of Canada for its history and so much more today. Less than a year before he died, in 1979, former Prime Minister John Diefenbaker himself wrote a tribute to Sir John A. for the book MacDonald of Kingston, by Professor Donald Swainson of Queen's University. Here's what he said. "As was said of Sir Christopher Wren when someone asked, 'Where is the monument to the great man?' The reply was, 'If you would see his monument, look about you. MacDonald's monument is Canada.' I can't think of a better way to end the tour than with those words from Mr. Diefenbaker." Sir John A. MacDonald was Canada's first Prime Minister, and I believe, along with Laurier, our greatest. It was MacDonald who brought French and English together and laid the very foundations of what is the Canada we know and love today. For Confederation to succeed, it needed a brilliant guiding hand. Sir John A. provided it when Canada needed it most. He was a master politician and leader, a prime minister and party leader who governed and built through consensus, not division, and brought as many Canadians inside his political tent as possible. Sir John A. had his faults, but he made few attempts to hide them. Because of this, he was beloved by Canadians in his time and remains so today. MacDonald of Kingston, as biographer Richard Gwynne has written, Sir John A. was indeed the man who made us.
For further information about Sir John A. MacDonald's life and legacy, please visit Bellevue House National Historic Site. It is located on Center Street, which runs north off King Street, and it is a short drive west, or a 5-minute walk, past historic Queen's University and along our city's beautiful waterfront. Sir John A. and his first wife, Isabella, they lived at Bellevue House in the 1840s and has been restored to reflect that period in the home's history. As well, Sir John A.'s grave at Cataraqui Cemetery, which is a National Historic Site, is well worth visiting. Established in 1850, Cataraqui Cemetery is located on the east side of Sydenham Road, just north of John Counter Boulevard. Its main entrance is accessible via Purdy's Mill Road. Thank you for taking this walking tour in Sir John A.'s footsteps, which has been narrated by Paul Martin. This is Arthur Milnes, saying thanks for taking the time to learn about Sir John A. MacDonald's ties to the Limestone City. We are as proud of our unique connection to Canada's first and founding Prime Minister today as our ancestors were on July 1, 1867, the day Canada became one, largely due to the work of this special man and leader who made Kingston his home. I encourage you to further explore Kingston and the surrounding area during your visit here. Kingston is now a UNESCO World Heritage Destination with so much to offer. For further information, please visit the Visitor Information Center, located at 209 Ontario Street, near the steam train called, you guessed it, the Spirit of Sir John A. All aboard!